Jennifer Runyon played Peg Stratton in the pilot movie for Quantum Leap, Genesis. She's also known for guest appearances and characters in various sitcoms and dramas, as well as a couple of made-for-TV movies. Among her roles are Sally Frame on Another World, Gwendolyn Pierce on Charles in Charge, and replacing Susan Olsen as Cindy Brady in A Very Brady Christmas. Jennifer Runyon also appeared in Ghostbusters alongside Bill Murray in 1984, and was the female lead in the comedy Up the Creek. Now retired from acting, Jennifer lives in San Clemente, California with her husband and teenage daughter, and remains passionate about self-expression through theater arts. Her acting skills, coupled with a knack for teaching, contribute to her role as an improv instructor and in-class creative projects director. Thank you for joining us on the Quantum Leap podcast today. My guest is Jennifer Runyon, Peg Stratton from Genesis. How are you doing today?
I'm well, thank you.
It's so nice to talk to you.
Oh, Albie, thank you for having me. I was very, very touched you guys wanted the interview. I love it.
To us, you are a very big part of Quantum Leap because you're the first leading lady in the first episode of Quantum Leap, and a lot of people say it's the best episode.
Wow. Oh, that's so cool to hear. That's really neat.
On our show, we usually compare the leading lady of the week to you. You've been winning so far.
Oh, that's so cool. That's nice to know. I love that.
Can you tell me a little bit about your experience filming Quantum Leap?
Yeah, I got the call to go in and audition for it and didn't read the script. You know, they didn't give me a script for it. They just gave me, a couple scenes to go in and read for. And I did. And then they basically, it was a couple weeks worth of going back and forth. There was probably several of us that, you know, were up for it. And I did eventually get it, and then finally read the script and was just blown away because I really didn't have a whole grasp of exactly what it was about. I kind of knew, but once I read the whole script, I mean, I just loved it. I thought this is going to be such a great show.
Did you at the time know if it was going to be a series or was just maybe just another pilot?
Yeah, it was a pilot. And I knew it was just a guest spot on the pilot. Yeah, so, you know, you never know if these things are going to get picked up, but you just had a feeling about Quantum Leap. I mean, once you read the script, and it was just so clever, and then even more working on it with these amazing actors, you know, you just knew. Everybody knew.
It was the first episode, so was it chaotic, or did they have their stuff together right away?
Well, from what I remember, I think it was probably a little bit of a mixture of both. I think they had it all together pretty well, but I think being the pilot, they were really careful to make sure they got every shot they wanted and that it looked the way they wanted it to, because you're also, you know, you're selling it to the network. So, you know, it was pretty intense. You know, there was a lot of hard work and a lot of hours, and they were particular, and I think it was run pretty well.
That's good.
Yeah.
How'd the director treat you? David Hemmings?
Oh, he was great. He, I'd never worked with him before, but just kind and very giving, you know, was really supportive and treated all of us really well.
What was it like working with Scott Bakula?
Oh, that was a dream. I did not know Scott Bakula. I did not know who Scott Bakula was. I don't know why I didn't know that. I think he'd done a lot of theater, from what I remember people telling me. And I was crazy about him. Just the kindest, really giving actor. You know, he was really supportive of all of us and just a really nice guy.
I recognize you from many things, including Charles in Charge.
Yeah, yeah.
What was it like being part of that?
Oh, that was fun. That was an interesting experience because when I read for Charles in Charge, I was just supposed to be a guest for the pilot. It wasn't a series regular. So, you know, I just came in going, okay, this is cute. I love this show. This would be a great show to be on. And I love Scott and Willie. And the family, I mean, everybody was really great. And it was just a lot of fun. And when it was over, it was horribly sad because, you know, it's been such a great experience. And I think it was the first, might have been the first sitcom I did. I'd never, you know, done a multicam show before. So I was really surprised and so happy to get a call that they wanted me as a regular when the show got picked up. And it was just the greatest experience. I learned so much from Scott and Willie. You know, they were veterans at comedy, and, you know, they were just terrific. You know, they were like my brothers. And, you know, I'm still, like, Willie Ames is my best friend to this day. And I just, it's a great memory. I loved Charles in Charge.
Was it crazy having millions of teenage boys having a crush on you? Including myself.
Oh, Albie, you're so nice. I have to be honest with you. I think I was clueless.
Really?
I had no idea. No, I had no idea. I just never imagined, you know, the show was only on 1 year too. So I guess I just didn't, you know, you think, oh, the show's canceled. I never have ever walked around thinking anybody knows who I am. So when they do, I'm really kind of shocked and I'm touched because, I've always been very shy and kind of quiet. So I'm always surprised when people remember.
Who do you get recognized for the most?
Gwendolyn Pierce. Gwendolyn Pierce and actually Ghostbusters.
You do some conventions, right?
You know what? I've done it. I've only done two. I haven't done one in years. So that was the first time, Albie, that I realized that people remembered me. This agent kept calling me and saying, hey, we want you to do this convention. You've got so many fans. And I'm like, what? Are you kidding me? I have been out of this business for so many years. I've been raising my kids. I left California for a while. I was living in Idaho. I couldn't even imagine. I just thought occasionally I'd get recognized, you know, and it was a really sweet, it was sweet. You know, I'd be so touched. Well, he broke me down. He said, just do it. Just come and see. You will see. And I'm like, are you serious? And I said, okay, I'm going to go. And of course I'm sweating thinking, oh my God, nobody's going to come up to my table. Never. You know, I guess I did do a lot of work, but I never thought anybody would remember everything. But it was dear. I mean, people were coming in with Quantum Leap posters or, you know, Ghostbusters things that most of the cast had signed, and they were so happy to see me because I was one of the last autographs to get on the poster. And, you know, it just touches you, you know. It was really, it was fun. I don't like to do them all the time because it's a lot of work and I don't know. It's just, yeah.
Is that why you retired to raise your children?
I did. I always knew that when I took on the responsibility to have children, that I would for sure make that my priority because, you know, I had parents in the business. You know, my parents were in radio, and I had a nanny till I was like 7 years old when my mom finally retired and decided to stay home. So I didn't grow up in my early years with my mom, so I wanted that for my future children. I wanted to be the one, you know, to read them a book every night when they went to bed and watch them take their first steps, you know. I just thought that was what I should be doing.
Yeah, that's the most important. That's what life's all about.
Yeah, I think so too.
So you weren't actually pregnant in Quantum Leap?
No.
They did a good job. You did a good job. Did that prepare you in any way for actually being pregnant?
Yeah, you know, it was really horrible.
What?
Is I put that contraption on, and I swear to God, I had every freaking craving you could ever imagine, and I ate, and I started laughing when the show was done. I'm like, I gained like 4 or 5 pounds. I was like, okay, this is scary. What's going to happen to me when I have a baby, a real baby? But yeah, it was pretty interesting. It was kind of fun. You know, it was something I always wanted, you know, because I always wanted to have kids. So I had fun with that.
A couple other things I really enjoyed you in. One of them, my dad was really into racing when I was a younger kid, and he always used to watch Six Pack.
It's very funny because everybody thinks I was in the movie with Kenny Rogers. That was Diane Lane. what I did the pilot for a TV series, and I did it with Don Johnson, and Marky Post was in it, and yeah, it was really interesting, and an actor by the name of Billy Warlock played the oldest brother, and I was the oldest, I think, or he was, I can't remember, but I played Diane Lane's part, and then there was another actor, one of the younger children, who his name was Lee Phoenix, who actually, his name, actual real name is Joaquin Phoenix, and Joaquin, when he was little, his mom told me this story, and the whole family, by the way, was on the shoot, River and everybody, and his mom said, yeah, he doesn't like his name. His name is Joaquin, but he wants a name like his brother and sister, so he's named himself Leaf. So if you ever can find a copy of Six Pack, the movie for TV, I think it did show once. I think it did show once. You'll see little Joaquin Phoenix in it. He was adorable.
It might be out there somewhere. I'll check that out.
Oh, I want to find that. I would love a copy of that.
Something I really enjoyed you in was Tag Team.
Oh, my God.
Because I'm into professional wrestling. I'm an independent professional wrestling referee. So that was one of my things I used to watch all the time.
Oh, that is so awesome. I love that you did that. That was a really fun movie. I think I did the movie. Did I just do one episode or the pilot? I can't even remember.
I think there was only a pilot, as far as
I
remember.
I think it was just the pilot, right? And it never got picked up. But Roddy Piper was great. Jesse was great. They were really fun to work with. I had a lot of fun on that show. I actually saw Roddy all these years later, the second convention I ever did, which was about 3 years ago, and Roddy was there. And so it was really fun to reconnect with him. And I walked up and I'm like, do you remember me? And he goes, oh, my God, Tag Team. So I thought that was really nice that he remembered. That was great.
Yeah, I wish that had gone to series. That would have been great.
I think that would have been fun. Yeah, that would have.
On your shoot for Quantum Leap, did you have a good time working with the other two ladies?
Yeah, Leela Ivey and Lydia Cornell. I adored them. I adored them. We, I'm still friends with Lydia to this day. Just great girls, really great girls. We had a lot of fun. We were all pregnant together, and and with our crazy hairdos, and we had a lot of fun in that movie. And you know, we were on location some of the time, so you know, it was fun hanging with them. They were great.
Do you have any funny stories or anything that you can share with us that happened on the set that people might not know about?
That was so long ago, Albie.
Yeah, like 25 years. It's crazy,
oh,
right?
Oh, my gosh. It was. It's like, isn't that funny? You know, I can't pinpoint really a funny story. I think maybe if I shared anything, it'd be just how great Dean Stockwell was. And, you know, these guys were just so amazing and fun and, you know, treated all of us who, you know, we're just guest actors for the pilot, but treated us like we were a part of the whole cast, you know, that like we were coming back. It was just a great, great time. I really enjoyed it. I had a lot of fun doing it, and I used to go back. This is a cute story. I had so much fun. I got so close to everybody on that show that I used to go back and visit all the time. Like, I'd come back and have lunch with everybody. They would shoot at Universal, and I'd go back and see them and, you know, come next week. Can you come next week? We'll be here. So it was just a great family atmosphere on that show.
One thing me and my co-host Heather picked up on when we watched this episode repeatedly before we did the pilot for our show was the chemistry that you had with Scott Bakula. Was that a real chemistry, or are you two just that good of actors?
I hope I'm that good of an actor. But you know what? He's not hard to love on, let me tell you. He's such a sweetheart he was so easy to act with. It was like a no-brainer, and oh, I just loved it. I think that was one of my first things I did where, you know, I wasn't the teenager anymore. I wasn't the girl next door anymore. You know, I was playing a wife and a pregnant one and a grown-up, And, you know, 3 weeks before I shot the pilot, I was playing a 17-year-old. So it was really fun for me because I kind of got to be a grown-up, you know, and a mom, and it was fun. I loved him. He was a doll. I think it was probably one of the saddest goodbyes for me because, that's the show you wish you had a regular job on.
Mm. How was the kiss?
Awesome.
Yeah, you were the first to kiss him on Quantum Leap.
I was. I'll never forget us sitting in this car, driving, pretending like we're driving, and we're actually on a soundstage, and we're doing this thing where I'm all cuddled up with them, and we're supposed to be seeing the signs for the Burma Shave go by. We're driving, and I'm like, okay, what the hell is Burma Shave? And he goes, yeah, they used to do this. He goes, yeah, they used to have this, you know, where they'd have these billboards. But it was really, you know, he was just easy guy to get along with and really great guy.
Was there a lot of rehearsal?
Yeah, you know what? They like I said earlier, they were really particular. They wanted it to look a certain way. It was their pilot, so they're doing a lot of takes and making sure everything looks good. And yeah, it was a lot. Believe me, it was a lot of hard work on that show, but it was fun hard work.
Do you remember doing the mirror shots?
Yes.
Was that difficult to get all four actors to be synchronized?
It was really, yes, that was very, I remember that was really tedious. And, you know, you're also on a soundstage and you know, it's hot and it's not comfortable. And, you know, but everybody was really professional and you know, we got it. But, yeah, that's the kind of stuff, that technical stuff like that was pretty tedious to get it right.
So you were in 18 again?
I was.
Did you get to work much with George Burns?
I did. I did, like, I believe two scenes with George. I did one scene where he has a dream. I think Charlie has a dream, but it's actually that he's coming to my house for dinner to meet my family, and it's actually George Burns, like, in the dream. And so that was such a great day. I used to watch, you know, I think Nick at Night used to play all the old 50s shows, and I used to watch the George Burns and Gracie Allen show all the time.
Love that show.
Oh, I used to love that, right? Mm-hmm. I wish there was a network on right now that played all those old shows from the 50s.
Yeah.
I Married Joan and those, right?
Mm-hmm.
I know, me too.
I watched everything on Nick at Night back then.
Right? Me too. I loved it. And I kept thinking, oh my God, this is George Burns. And he's as cute as ever and always with his cigar. And he has his assistant that carries around his little, you know, director's chair with a little ashtray attached. And his cigar is always lit. But he was really nice. He was really funny. He constantly entertains you. You know, he's constantly going into those little song and, you know, things that he would do. And, oh, he's just such a nice guy.
It's kind of like when you know you've made it when you're doing a scene with George Burns, I think.
Oh. And then I think I gave him a kiss in my last scene, the other scene I did with him. And I thought, okay, that's a moment. I am kissing George Burns. It's pretty.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're involved in a charity called TLC?
Yes, we're a nonprofit. TLC stands for Tilly's Life Center. And in the States, it's a pretty popular store called Tilly's. And they sell all kinds of cool stuff. It's like a teen store. You know, lots of kids, it's, you know, love to shop there. And Tilly Levine is a friend of mine. And she wanted to give back. She wanted to work with teens and bring some guidance. You know, a lot of kids out there just have nowhere to go, no one to talk to, not sure about their self-esteem. And you know, we just want to enlighten them and give them tools to work with through hard times. And TLC has been great. I mean, we've had so much success. We're growing. We are now in high schools here in Southern California, which is pretty amazing. And it's been a great experience. We've seen kids who just have gone through just the worst things you can imagine, who walk in like, why am I here? Why am I doing this? And by the time they leave, they're kind of happy. You know, it's really made a difference, and I'm really proud of being a part of it.
Is there any way people can find out more about it or help out in any way?
Oh, that'd be great. If you go on your computer and type in www.tillyslifecenter.org, and you will see what our program's about and any information you need.
Cool. Very cool. That's nice that you do that.
I love it.
Also, you do radio shows. This is what I'm interested in, too.
Yeah, I do. I do. I do a radio show called Feast on This with my co-host is Venus Quintana. She's in New York, and I'm in California, and it's pretty interesting. We've had a lot of fun. We interview a lot of chefs and restaurant owners, and, you know, sometimes we just talk to each other about recipes, and, you know, we do all kinds of, you know, any subject on health and food. You know, it could be, you know, the best sushi bar in New York or the best Mexican restaurant here in Southern California in my area. And then we'll have chefs on from different restaurants that we frequent, or we've had some great chefs on from, you know, Top Chef and Chopped. You know, we've had some of the guys who've done those shows. So it's been really fun. And the producer of that show wanted me to do another one, and I said, well, I would do it, but I don't want to, I want to have it be like a ensemble, because I don't want to be, it to be just me. I don't think I would do very well. So I got my friend Willie Ames from Eight Is Enough, Charles in Charge, and my friend Susan Olson, who was Cindy Brady. And and actually, I'm fake Cindy. I'm Christmas Cindy.
From the Very Brady Christmas, right?
Yes, yes, yes.
I remember at the time being conflicted because I liked you, but I was upset that they recast her.
Yes, yes. And I was very nervous about that because I was so honored to be asked to do it. And she was on her honeymoon, but actually, fake story, they actually just didn't want to pay her what they were going to pay everyone else, which is horrible, but that's not
sad.
What they told me. Yeah, it's really horrible. But anyway, I went in and did it, and I had worked with Christopher Knight before. Christopher Knight had played my boyfriend on a soap opera I did years before. So
Oh, wow.
I thought, okay, I know Chris, you know, and now I'm going to be a sister, not his girlfriend, which is kind of funny. But I did the Brady Bunch, and it was great. I had such a fun time. They welcomed me with open arms, and, it was a great experience. And Susan, years later, now I'm married and I have children, little kids, and I go into a Burger King with my sister-in-law and her kids and my kids, and there's Susan Olsen with her son. And I'm like, oh my God, it's Susan. I've never met her. By the way, I've never met her. So I'm like, I have to say something. I have to go up to her. We're forever connected. I have to, you know, introduce myself. So I did. I went up and I said, Susan, you don't know me, but she goes, you're Jennifer. And she was a doll. She was just such a sweetheart, gracious. And I just said, I hope I did you proud. And, you know, we're still friends to this day. So now we do this radio show, Willie, Susan, and I, and it's called Fluid. And it's a podcast on Blog Talk Radio, WBAR New York. And we're on every Tuesday night from 7 to 8. And we're on iTunes, so if anybody wants to check us out. And it's been a great time. It's a fun show. It's, you know, every once in a while we get a little serious, but we really try to just have fun.
No matter what the subject is, I think I would listen to that just because it had the three of you on it.
Oh, my gosh. You've got to listen, Albie. You know what? You've got to listen and let me know what you think.
Okay. I'm a podcast junkie, so I will listen.
Oh, my God. Okay. You've got to check it out because I want to see what you think.
Okay. I will.
Okay, cool.
I have some silly questions about Quantum Leap in the pilot episode, Genesis.
Sure.
In that episode, you were wearing clip-on earrings. This is a silly question.
Okay, yes, okay.
We noticed that a lot in the episodes of Quantum Leap since they've been redone in high def, that you can tell that a lot of the ladies have clip-on earrings. Was that,
yeah.
Do you have pierced ears, or was that a costume designer thing?
No, that's I Have Pierced Ears. That was just what they did in that era. And they were very particular about whatever era. I mean, this is, at least with my pilot episode, they were very particular about being authentic. And I would assume that they did that with each episode, wherever, whatever era they were in. I think that's fun for the, you know, the set decorators and the wardrobe people, you know, and the makeup people. It was a really creative show, I would think, for them as well.
Take me back a little bit to where you were in the kitchen and the walls were rumbling. And at one point, the washing machine was moving and you kicked it back.
Yeah.
What did it take and how many people did it take to accomplish all that?
Oh, you're bringing back so many memories. You know, it was like a ballet, you know, it was like a dance. Okay, I had to know that at this moment, this was going to happen. And then at that moment, that was going to happen. So it was choreographed. And it took, quite a while to get it down. And not because I made a mistake necessarily, but, you know, the washing machine didn't bounce over fast enough. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it was like a dance. It was really interesting.
There's a silly line that stands out to us when we watch Genesis, and okay. It's the one you have about how Tom hasn't hung out with Mikey this much since he was hit by the bus. Yeah, what is that, and where did it come from, and how does that fit in? Did you question it at the time when you guys were doing it, or?
We all laughed. I'm like, okay, wait, Mikey got hit by a bus? And they're like, yeah. And I'm like, but I think the whole point of it was because this is how I took it.
Okay.
There was an accident. Mikey got hit by the bus. And it's supposed to shock Scott. Like, what?
Yeah.
You know?
What?
So, and I had to just say it like so, like matter of fact, like, you know, in my moment of, you're never here, you know? But I thought that was such a funny line. I know. And yeah. It never was elaborated on, you know. We never talked about Mikey's bus accident again.
And the actor didn't even have a limp or anything?
No. Yeah. I don't know.
That was great.
Maybe he just fell out the door.
Hey, yeah, there you go.
You know, I don't know. Well, maybe, you know, well, no, he got hit.
Hit by a bus, yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I always wondered about that, too.
Our theory was that just somebody had wanted to write that into a script somewhere, and that's where they
figured
it. Yeah,
and you may be right. You may be right about that.
Is there anything else you might want to talk about or have any other memories that we could talk about before we go?
Gosh, I mean, you know, listen, it was just a wonderful experience, and when I look back on it, it was just such fond memories, and I was looking through my scripts while I was cleaning out a cabinet in my garage the other day, and I found all these old scripts, and to find that one was really cool. And it just brought back so many memories. And, you know, I met a lot of nice people. I met Lydia, Scott, Dean, you know, all of them, just Leela Ivy. I mean, just great, great people. And, you know, I was really fortunate, and I think I was really lucky and blessed to have gotten the part, because it's nice to be a part of history like that, you know? I mean, it's, people love this show, and I'm really honored that I got to be in the pilot.